It's kind of snug, huh?
Hawaii National
doesn't look like Ronaldo.
Yeah. We've taken this gaming way to an extreme.
The hair's kind of similar.
Wow, tough crowd.
No, this is a tough crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Coming from a guy yes. that looks like that. Hello. So basically, as you guys know, every year we have a softball game here. I think it's another way to bring the team together and be able to raise money for a good cause. This year we're raising money for Detroit Public Schools, June 7th. It's going to be a great event. A lot more participation this year amongst the team. A lot of fan participation. So we definitely encourage people to come out and support a great cause.
Are you going to win this year? I mean, I haven't won yet.
Yeah, I haven't won yet since I've been at the Detroit Lions. So this year I'm anticipating a win. Hopefully we can trade some players from the offense and get a couple guys from the defense. Now, obviously, they have Calvin and Golden Tate and Chris Durham and those guys. So we got to make a trade here and there before the game starts. But hopefully I can win this year.
Aren't the hitters supposed to be on defense?
They are. The tacklers are on defense. We can't tackle the ball. We got to catch and make plays. So hopefully this year we can find a way to win this game.
Is there going to be any ringers from outside the team, or is it going to be all team?
Majority team players. So I know some media will be a part of it. Some of the sponsors will be a part of it. But we'll
make any more. Celebrities, Trick, I think, and Kaleido, one of the local artists. I know Mike Martin from the Titans just committed. So we got, we're waiting on Jimmy Howard. So got a lot of people from the community also chipping in and. Home run derby first at 2, and you can get your tickets at
Tuller55.com, which is you can find out more about the foundation and whatnot and what we got going on. But this year it's more geared towards helping Detroit Public Schools and trying to bring school supplies and computers and whatever these kids need to help them succeed. I think this is a great opportunity for the fans to come out and interact with the players. They have a VIP tent. The fans will be a part of that. That's also on Tuller55.com. They can look up for how to be a part of that. But I think it's a great experience to meet the new players, the new draftees, and the coaches will be there just to interact a little bit.
How far does that go with team camaraderie? I mean, an outside activity where everybody's
there. I think it's huge. I think we've been doing a lot of that this year, from movies to dinner to different things. I think it definitely brings the team together. At the end of the day, it's a family. We see each other more than we see our own families, on a day-to-day basis. So to be able to have something like this to put together and we can springboard it, as the year goes on and be able to have more things together, I think it brings us together as a team and we're able to achieve our goal.
Are these schools in Detroit proper or the metro area?
It's the metro area of Detroit. I mean, we're trying to gear towards 55 schools in Detroit and be able to help them any way we can. So the more money we can raise, the better off it'll be. And so we encourage people to either go to Tuller55.com or CrowdRise/Tuller.com and to be able to donate and help the cause.
Their monetary goal for this specific event?
We just want to raise as much money as we can. I know we can raise money through CrowdRise. They'll donate an extra $75,000 to the foundation, which would be huge to disperse out to Detroit Public Schools. So this is something that I'm excited about, and it ends next month, so we have time to raise money, and softball's another avenue to do so.
Just because it's through your foundation where the money kind of gets dispersed?
Yes, so it's through my foundation. I sit down with the people that help run the foundation, and we'll get with the public schools around the area and see what they need and disperse as they need it.
How many Lions players are you expecting?
It's about 30 Lions players. Yeah.
Is that King Boring again too? Just like always.
It's
in Dearborn.
Dearborn Ice Arena. Oh, yeah. It's Dearborn Ice Arena. So it should be pretty cool.
Dom, how important is it to keep Pellets losing streak loyal?
That's big. Nate already gave me the memo on that.
Coming back? Is Nate gonna make?
I think he's gonna come back and hang out and be around everybody. Yeah.
I'm not losing this year, I promise you guys. It's a sick feeling walking in the grocery store and people are asking you about the softball game. I'm tired of losing, man. So I'm gonna find a way to win this year.
You ain't taking Calvin though. I know that.
We're trying to get Tate. He's a new guy, so I'm sure he's up for trades.
What about Van Noy? Has he got
Galen? Van Noy, we'll see, man. The guy's been a football player. He's a rookie, so we'll have him doing a lot of pitching and running around and grabbing water and feeding us burgers. But he's a big boy, so hopefully he hit out the park and help us win.